The Family of Strangers, written by Fiona Lowe and read by Rebecca McCauley. It's the right decision, Addie Topich told herself as the Spirit of Tasmania berthed at Devonport at the criminally early hour of 6:30 a.m. You've got this, she said as she drove off the ferry and immediately found a cafe with a 5-star coffee rating. Never a morning person, she sculled her espresso fast, then sipped a latte, taking her time to savour the brew, while she scanned The Advocate. Not a lot had changed since she'd last read it. It was still a mix of odd crimes, agriculture wins and losses, and ongoing housing issues. Anything to eat? The waitress asked. Why not? Moving house was why not. Addie ought to be maximising her time and getting settled before starting her new job. But knowing she should seize the day didn't touch the part of her that was in no great hurry to reach Rookery Cove. I'll have poached eggs with the avocado cup, thanks. 3 hours later, after taking a detour through Penguin and dodging phone-wielding tourists snapping photos of the decorative penguins that now lined the esplanade, she eventually drove into the cove. Then she turned away from the main drag and up the hill before pulling into her parents' driveway. My driveway. Addie shrugged the words away. 4 years after Ivan's and Rita's deaths, the house still felt very much theirs. She turned off the ignition, took a deep breath, and got out of the car. Despite the weeds on the path, the bulging orange rose hips and the peeling paint, travesties her mother would never have allowed, she still expected Rita to step out onto the veranda, give her sadness-tinged smile, and say,
Aida, you are home.
Ada, you are home. But Addie hadn't called the cove or the house home in 12 years, and since Rita's death, no one had called her Ada. After her mother's funeral, 6 months to the day after her father's, Addie had left the fully furnished house in the care of a real estate agent and flown back to her life in Victoria. When people had asked if she'd ever live in Tasmania again, she'd replied, possibly Hobart, while privately thinking, not the northwest coast and never the cove. But the universe was wily, and the gateway job for a long-awaited career jump had turned up 2 towns away. Leaving her boxes and suitcases in the car, she walked up the steps and fished a bunch of keys out of her handbag. As she slid the old key into the front door, she got a flash of a brass key on a piece of orange wool that had once hung with great weight around her neck.
Tell no one,
Ivan had sternly admonished each time he gave it to her. No, Papa. It wasn't until Addie was 9 and had been visiting friends after school that she learned no one in Rookery Cove locked their houses. But Rita and Ivan had escaped a civil war that had turned security into something ephemeral and not to be trusted.